Hello.
Hi, my name is Trey Mia, and I'm returning a call to this number from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And now
Hey,
speaking,
yeah.
hey, yes, I was told to a call back for Mr.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Yeah, this is that's me. That's me.
Okay, how can I help you on today?
Well, I'm just curious about the status of my unemployment. I've been following the instructions and checking into the websites and checking the portal, and for about a month plus, it seems like multiple statuses on my account are pending, and I'm just not sure exactly what would be the holdup in that situation. There was a pending about payment, which when I set up unemployment the first time I was on the phone with somebody, it was already agreed upon that it would be mailed in. Because I didn't really have like a, I have one of those prepaid cards, so I don't really have like a legit bank. So that still says it's pending. And then it was saying that, I guess like what I had told unemployment about the reason I got fired or something, like they were reaching out to my previous, place of employment. And there was, and that was pending. But I'm like, that's kind of crazy that it would take a full month. And every time that I've called to check in and to verify, I keep getting told, well, hey, you're it's a waiting week. So I have not received any kind of unemployment, and I've been doing this for about 4 to 5 weeks. This would be my fifth week.
Okay, I do apologize, but I did speak with you on Monday, the 7th of February, and I can't remember what the conversation was, but it's kind of a little memory of what you were saying. So,
Yeah.
you said you had a card. I mean, these options are yours. So, it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks, could be longer, could be less. And why I say longer, due to the COVID rises and the high call value. Maybe what's prolonging the time of the wait of unemployment, but I'm sure that you do know they have to give the employer at least a certain amount of time to respond around regardless to your separation from that job, or that proceed on with the unemployment without hearing from them. Not saying that they didn't hear from them, not saying that they did, because I wouldn't know that. This line here,
Right.
it's the claims only line, so I only could give you general information on what may could be the problem or whatnot. But honestly, if you're able to continue filing your weekly certifications, then you're in good standards because you're still able to file your weekly certification.
Right. But I
And
mean, can I ask a question about that? Because like, I mean, I can keep filing, but I don't know, you know, like when we're talking about finances, like I haven't been able to plan anything around this. Like this hasn't been, you know, useful to me at this point. Like going on past a month, I'm just kind of in a situation where I'm like, well, if it's all up in the air, which I get it, the whole thing about COVID and the extreme call volumes and all that, but you know, if it's on my previous employer, should I reach out to them? If it's, you know, who do I need to get in touch with, or what do I
I mean,
need to
yes, that's
do?
what I'm saying. I'm not quite sure, not to cut you off, but I'm not quite sure if the response of the employer didn't respond. I'm not sure what
Right.
the issues are on your claim, if there are. You said it's pending, so therefore, if you're able to file your weekly certification, which is calling that number, putting your 4-digit PIN in, or your social 4-digit PIN in, and able to get through, and you're done for that
Yeah.
week. If you're able to do that each week, then yes, you are in good standards. I'm not saying that COVID rises may be, I mean, is the problem. I said it could be. I'm
Yeah.
not sure. I'm just
Right.
thinking because I'm a
No.
third party call center, which I know you said
Yeah.
is not useful. I mean, yes, you can apply for other jobs or whatnot, but I wouldn't stop filing for unemployment because there's a possibility, hey, you get approved, say they approve you, and you
Yeah.
stop filing, then you want, just because you file for unemployment doesn't mean you can't go and do an application for other jobs. Once you start working or whatnot, yes, you'll start filing, but you're still going to get paid. If you are approved, say you start working on a new job today, and then, hey, you receive a letter of approval for your unemployment for all those weeks that you did file, you're going to get that back payment for it.
Okay.
But,
that's
right.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what
that,
I'm saying?
Was,
so,
yeah, that was something I was curious
It's not
about.
Really like give up thing because, you know,
yeah.
you deserve your unemployment. You feel like, oh, well, yeah, I know I should be able to get paid for unemployment. So
yeah.
proceed with that. But have backup plan as well if time's getting hard, money's getting tight, you know, try to find
yeah.
some type of employment till someone's able to reach out to you. But
yeah.
I want to just, you know, just give up with
right.
filing
No,
for unemployment. And because, you
I
know, once you
completely
stop filing, when you don't report, then they just a meet with miss. But as long as you're reporting each week, and
yeah.
if you get approved, you're going to get paid for all those weeks.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear and know. And I think that's where I was just kind of at a point of frustration, as you can tell. I was just, when you're
I
not really sure what's
understand.
Going on, you know,
Right.
and being in the position that you're in, you know, and then the new month rolls around and then bills are starting to come out, you know, it's just becomes that, well, this is it, I guess, because I've never filed for unemployment and everybody always talks, or the, you know, it's like, oh, it's so easy, just get unemployment, you know, and I, my experience has been the complete opposite as far as like just not really sure what's going on, but I mean, as long as that's the case, I mean, I'm going to keep doing what I need to do, and maybe I can dig around and find some answers from another source, like you said, and maybe see if there's a what's really holding everything up and stuff. But I mean, that's all I can do. That's what I'll do. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm glad I was able to, you know, assist you with what I could get with the information. So if you have any other questions, you can always give us a call back. And as I say, continue filing your weekly certifications, and you should be all set.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a blessed and better day.